new more with a $100 cash card with four selected Michelin tyres.
Breakfast with Kane Corns and Andrew Hayes.
Rooch, here he is. Rooch, here he is. Hey. Rooch, shaka-laka, shaka-laka, shaka-laka. Rooch.
Yeah, the great man, Michelangelo Rucci, comes to us thanks to Budget Car and Truck Rental. Rooch, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. And Bryce, good morning. You're doing comedy now.
There's a bag of laughs this morning, Rooch.
What's he said?
Well, no, yesterday, Billy Frampton back to Port Adelaide.
Wow.
I thought that might stir a few of the Port supporters up.
Hey, in defence, what was specifically said was that maybe the Crows shouldn't have let go of Billy Frampton. But then some of the other targets that came through, in particular guys like Zane Cordy.
It's
funny though, isn't it? If you're talking about a big-bodied defender who is that size bracket, it is Billy Frampton. He's not going to go back to Port Adelaide, we know that, but it's an interesting one.
Yeah, we'll see how he goes at Collingwood.
Could just slot straight into that rough head spot. Jack Graham at Alberton yesterday, Rooch. Can you see it happening?
A bit of a Keystone Cops sort of stuff, wasn't it?
I don't know what that means, but maybe.
Well, it says he's come back to Adelaide just to see family, not to do anything at footy clubs.
And yeah, but what's he...
You follow him all the way to Alberton and a few others took him at his word.
Well, look, to be honest, what else is he going to say, though? He stopped at the airport.
Well,
I understand, of course. He's a South Australian boy, so he's going to say that sort of stuff, but that's... that's completely fine. But importantly, Port Adelaide are interested. He's obviously somewhat interested. He's assessing his options, but could it be a good fit, Rooch? Not surprisingly, he's in demand.
Oh, he's an interesting fit for Port because of the way he plays his footy. His ability to work the contested game is an advantage to Port. Now, it'll be interesting what call he makes. He's still got a contract to be at Richmond. Does he believe he's being squeezed out of that midfield? Does he see better opportunities at Port? It's an interesting call that he's got to make. Now, it'll be interesting what sort of sales pitch Port Adelaide took to make him think that they're the best option for him as well. So it's another interesting call that's coming from a player who really has got the advantage that he's also on contract at Richmond, and if he does make the call that he wants to go to Port Adelaide, what's Richmond's asking price for him as well? That's the other interesting point on it.
Well, is it that first pick?
Well, it's a bit rich, to give away. If Richmond demand that first pick at number eight, they're going to have to pretty well give back something as well, rather than just take that pick and give Jack Graham. That's overselling it. Yeah, so yeah, that's an interesting call of. First, what Jack Graham wants to do, and then what Richmond wants to ask for.
Well, I think he would fit into majority of sides, Rooch. And how would the Crows be feeling? They're obviously all in on Rankin and don't have too much to move. But knowing that he potentially is gettable, would they be sort of kicking themselves a little bit going, this is an opportunity that we would like, but we're not probably going to be able to look into now that we're all in on one other player?
No, I don't think it is. Jack Graham answers Adelaide's needs. They actually need in that midfield speed. So that's not Jack Graham. Now, Jack Graham's got some great qualities. His ability to work the contested ball, his leadership that we know that stands out from everyone's acknowledgement of what he's done at Richmond. But I don't see him as the answer as to what Adelaide needs. So clearly they're going to put every bit of their focus on Isaac Rankin. They're going to pay him a front-ended contract, which is going to limit their ability to do anything significant beyond Rankin in this trade period, and then invest heavily in the draft again. I don't think they'd be kicking themselves that much.
Yeah. Hey, Rich, before we let you go, is Joel Selwood the greatest cat of all time?
Oh, that's a rich call from Chris Scott when you've had two Ablets. Polly Farmer. You go way back and you can look at Alistair Lord, Bernie Smith, and in recent times, when you just think of the Ablets, that's a tough call to make, but that's Chris Scott's opinion. Look, it's Joel Selwood certainly in the grand final field, but whether he actually is the greatest cat of all is another question altogether. They've had some enormous players over their 150-odd years.
Chris Scott said the greatest player that he's ever seen, didn't he? So that would have meant that playing with Brisbane as well. I mean, Simon Blake, Jason Ackermanis, unbelievable.
Michael Voss.
Voss? Forgot about Voss. What a pick of the bunch.
He could have some fun, Chris Scott, at some Brisbane Premiership reunion soon, shouldn't he?
You reckon he might have got caught up in the moment? Anyway, it's a fun debate to have.
You have a look at Joel Selwood's record and just the fact that there's only one year when he plays and doesn't have the team contend for a premiership. You have a look at all his resume and the fact that it's not just also what Geelong thought of him, but what his peers thought of him. Those awards from the AFLPA, when his peers voted him as four times the most courageous player in the league. He does have an amazing resume.
That's the one that sticks out for me, is the four-time Robert Rose Most Courageous Award, because that is, I would feel, it would be highly valued, particularly amongst the players.
Yeah. And it was a very nice touch, the way in which Geelong told his story in their press statement yesterday and didn't have to attach, how many best and fairest, how many premierships, how many times he's voted best captain and so forth, because it's almost like, famously, when people go to guest speaking nights or whatever and told, and here's a man who needs no introduction, yet then they go off and rattle all his resume. Well, Geelong did it the other way. Here's a man who needs no introduction and didn't introduce him at all. It's because we know just how good Joel Selwood is.
Yeah, he's just been fun to watch. Roach, effectively, this is our Friday, so we will say to you, have a great weekend.
You giving me a tip for the showdown?
Ooh, well, I mean, goodness gracious me, the Crows are in red hot form. But I hope that showdown form, I hope that form means nothing going into an AFLW showdown like it does in the men's competition.
Let's hope so. And let's hope they get a big crowd for it as well.
Yep, absolutely. Michelangelo Rucci comes to us thanks to Budget Car Rental. And speaking of the AFLW showdown, we're going to speak to Lauren Arnell, Port Adelaide coach, very, very soon. And Ab Marinoff from the Crows, not too far away.